This episode is sponsored by AbleNow, tax advantage savings accounts for eligible individuals with disabilities.
Have you been meaning to set up an AbleNow account? It's easier than you might expect.
The application is entirely online, so it can be completed anytime from the comfort of your own home. Many AbleNow customers say that enrollment takes just a few minutes.
AbleNow is available to qualified individuals in all 50 states. Learn if you or someone you know is eligible for an AbleNow account at AbleNow.com.
And I am Kyle Khachaturian.
And you're listening to another episode of The Accessible Stall.
Emily, what are we going to talk about today?
You know what? We're going to talk about the ad that absolutely everyone is talking about. And I feel like by the time we put this episode on the internet, everyone's going to be like, yeah, we already heard about it.
I'm going to put this one out quickly so that they can't say that. That won't stop them. But yes, the Down Syndrome Assume That I Can ad by Core Down. It's freaking great.
Oh my God. Okay, so Kyle messaged me and he was like, Emily, I got some content from which we can create content. And I was like, oh boy, here we go. Because you know what? I'm always assuming the worst. I'm not a pessimist, but when it comes to disability representation, I unfortunately skew in the direction of like, well, this is not going to be good. I don't know. Am I alone?
Because it never is. I can count on one hand the amount of disability ads that I've seen that have been good.
Yeah. And then suddenly, out of the abyss, comes this incredible ad. And I really love it, and I'm really excited about it. So can we talk about it?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Because it's honestly just, more than anything else, it's refreshing. Because it's like so incredible. Like, you can tell that whoever was in charge of this did all the homework. Like, it's to the point where if I were to find out that the person leading this did not have Down syndrome, I wouldn't mind, because they clearly did every ounce of research that they needed to do. Like, it is just so excellent. I honestly, we're gonna gush about it for about a half hour, guys. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Oh, do we need to recap this for anyone who?
Oh yeah, probably. Although by the time, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, can we back up for a second? Because I feel like I need to blow up Core Down's spot a little bit. So back in 2016, I believe it was, Core Down released this ad. They seem to do this every year for World Down Syndrome Day. But their ad in 2016 had Olivia Wilde, the actor, and it was basically her speaking on behalf of a person with Down syndrome.
Really?
Yeah. So the whole premise of the ad is that a person with Down syndrome is speaking, but Olivia Wilde is the one who's kind of living out the narration. And so it's basically like, you can't see disability, and instead you see this perfect ideal of an actor, and it's kind of supposed to be like, oh, well, you know, you don't need to see disability.
Someone has clearly, they've turned over a new leaf. I mean, yeah, they've learned at some point.
I wrote an article critiquing it because I was upset about it, because I feel like that advertisement felt like it was erasure of disability. And there was an actor with Down syndrome who was voicing it, and I believe her name is Anna Rose. And it was instead like Olivia Wilde doing this and Olivia Wilde doing this. But what if it was like Olivia Wilde and Anna Rose both doing things together, instead of like Olivia Wilde as the ideal that we aspire to be because we are imperfect as disabled beings.
Which doesn't even make sense anyway, because Olivia Wilde is like beautiful, and like even if you're not disabled, she would probably be thought of as like a prototypical beautiful woman, like if for any person. So yeah.
Sorry, I just sprang this on you.
No. It's context I didn't have. It's perfect.
As you said, core down, I was like, where have I heard this before? And then I was like, oh my God, because they do this every year. But I think finally they got it right. So basically, assume that I can is, how would you describe it? Just flipping the script of the assumptions that are usually made about disabled people?
Yes, but in a way that is in itself subversive. Like I think that most people don't realize that they are doing the thing that the actress in the ad is saying that they're doing. Where if you assume that someone can't do something, they will end up doing that something. Like, it's a very unintentional harm that is very real. I'm not saying it doesn't also happen intentionally all the time, because it does, but I think that is something that most people have done to a disabled person completely without realizing it.
Totally. And I actually talk about this a lot in my presentations. There was a phrase that actually came out of the No Child Left Behind era. It was by a Bush speechwriter.
Yeah, we did a whole episode about it.
Yeah. And I think that the phrase works in so many contexts, especially in the context of disability, because we're subjected to that all the time. It's that belief that you can't do something, which then perpetuates the fact that we don't do it, which then perpetuates the assumption that we can't do it because we're not doing it because you assumed that we can't. So, you know, like, it's just a whole circle situation. So, yeah, I mean, how exciting is it to see something good, something just really good about disability? I can't remember the last time I was like so jazzed about something.
I can't either. There was that Maltesers ad for the Paralympics in 2016, but that was funny. That was funny. You know what I mean? Like, that was... It wasn't exactly a call to action or a PSA that I was like, oh yeah, good for you. This was like the first of this kind of thing that I can remember ever being good, like at all. And I was so happy and so relieved, weirdly, that I rushed to Messenger to talk to you about it.
Should we explain the Maltesers ad? Is there a PG way to explain the Maltesers ad?
There is a group of people at a table, and they're enjoying Maltesers, which is the British form of what we know in the U.S. as Whoppers, and they are way better, by the way. You should import them. You should find them if you can. They're like really good. And one of the ways that somebody who happens to use a wheelchair gets the Maltesers out of the bag is they shake it in a very suggestive way. And the people that she is sitting with make comments about it. And it's a big joke because you kind of have to do that to get the Maltesers out of the bag. And they kind of rib her about it. And it's an obvious wink and a nod. And the fact that it's the person with the disability doing it is kind of like this little like, hey, we have sex too. And it's really cool, but it's funny. This is not funny. This is like, look at me, I'm here, I can do things. And it's like just awesome. I love it.
Okay, it's like a little funny for a second.
It is a little funny, yeah.
She's like, Shakespeare. Leave me out, but...
It's fine. But like, I love that part though, because that's not just gratuitous swearing, right? I think that is a point. Because I think people, I mean, we know, like this is, I'm not telling you anything we don't know, but like people tend to infantilize us unintentionally or otherwise. And swearing is, you know, a thing that adults do typically. I mean, kids do it too. I don't know why there was a thumbs down on my screen.
Didn't we have this happen last time?
Oh yeah. I got totally distracted, but I didn't do anything.
I can't get it to do it on mine.
That was just the computer telling me that kids swear too. I guess. But it's like, it's thought of as something that only adults should do. And it's, you know, people don't think of adults with disabilities as adults most of the time. Especially people with intellectual disability. Like, let's be real. Like, you don't.
I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because I was just talking with someone the other day. And I find that, I feel like I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but I'm just going to say it. Older people with physical disabilities and people who sustained an injury instead of being born disabled very often are the ones I encounter making the distinction of saying, like, I'm physically disabled, but I'm not intellectually disabled. And they, like, need you to know that just because you're in a wheelchair doesn't mean you have an intellectual disability. And yes, factually, absolutely, that is an accurate statement for many people. But I just feel like there's this inclination that physically disabled people have to be like, but my brain works, you know?
I can tell you that, I mean, I've seen that from older people, and I'm not older people, but I can tell you, like, I have felt the need to justify that in my own life because of assumptions that people would make about me hearing terms cerebral palsy. And I have to do it in a way that makes me defensive, which makes me sound like I'm saying that IDD is a bad thing. And it's like, no, I'm not. I'm just telling you because you seem to care, you know? But I kind of get that, right? Because I'm not justifying it, but, like, I kind of see why you would do that because, you know, you, like, I feel like back in the day that being disabled meant more than just somebody in a wheelchair. I think, I don't know. That's like where my mind went. I don't know if that's true, but I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think the challenge that I run into is I do want to make the distinction that, like, just because I am a wheelchair user does not mean that I have a cognitive disability. But the reason I want to make that distinction is not placing a value judgment on cognitive disability. It's because that's literally not how disability works. Like, but the assumption is when you look at someone who appears disabled in some way, you automatically connect everything in your mind and don't make the distinction that disability shows up in different ways in different people. And I guess the reason that I bring that up is because this ad does an excellent job of pointing to all of the assumptions that people make about people with intellectual disabilities and how harmful that can be. And I think that we do it an injustice sometimes in the physically disabled community by perpetuating it and being like, no, I'm not cognitively.
I'm not one of them. Yeah.
And I hate that.
No, me too.
I needed to name that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't help that we're two physically disabled podcasters talking about something that clearly, you know, isn't for
sure.
Us. But I do think, no, I mean, I'm poking fun because I really do think that there is a pan-disability lesson to learn about this, because I really don't think that, I think this does happen mostly to people with IDD, but I don't think it happens only to people with IDD at all. I think each one of those things have happened to both of us. Everything mentioned in that ad has happened to both of us for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just that assumption that disabled people are delicate flowers and that we are not worthy of the term dignity of risk. Like, basically, the idea that everybody has a right to do something risky and everybody has a right to fail at that. Like, we all have the right to make mistakes. And I'm not saying that anything in that ad is a mistake. Like, you know, drink a margarita, you know, punch a punching bag, learn Shakespeare, cool, have sex. Like, none of that's a mistake. But what I'm saying is that you have the right to do things in your life, whether or not you think you're going to succeed or someone else thinks you're going to succeed, you should be able to experience those things.
I love it. I just love it. there's
how do we get more of this?
How do we get more of this? Yeah, right. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I more than anything, other than an interview with the main actress in that, would love to, like, have been in their production meetings. Like, I want to know exactly how everyone around that table came up with that and did what they did.
I agree with you. And we also need to pause for a word from our sponsor.
Able Now. Those guys are great.
This episode is sponsored by Able Now, tax-advantaged savings accounts for eligible individuals with disabilities.
Have you been meaning to set up an Able Now account? It's easier than you might expect.
The application is entirely online, so it can be completed anytime from the comfort of home. Many Able Now customers share that enrollment takes just a few minutes.
Able Now accounts help eligible individuals and their family save their own money without endangering certain disability benefits that are critical for health and independence.
With Able Now, it's never been easier to invest in your future. For so many people, opening an Able account is an important step in self-determination and financial independence. It's an opportunity for individuals with disabilities to save, just like anyone else.
Able Now is available to qualified individuals in all 50 states. Learn if you or someone you know is eligible for an Able Now account at ablenow.com.
Able Now, still great.
Sounds weird before we put the, like, because it's gonna sound fine in the finished product, but, like, we're just sitting here staring at each other for a couple seconds.
I know. I was about to say the behind the scenes on that is we already have the advertisement recorded, and then we just pop it in.
Those guys are great, though.
Weird. Wait, Kyle, what is going on outside your window?
Oh, nothing. Courtney's playing a video game, and the lights from the screen is
okay.
She's in the other room, but it's coming off of this screen.
Oh, okay. Wait, what? Yeah. She's in another room, but there's stuff on your screen.
Yeah, because she can't be in here. She's streaming it to herself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Understood. I know everybody really cared about that.
Well, just so everyone knows, there was, like, flashes of various shades of red and white on my face, and Emily probably thought that there was some huge emergency going outside my window that I was just blissfully ignoring.
Yeah, I was like, are we in trouble here? But anyway, I think the ad hits particularly close to home for me right now, to go back to it, because lately, I feel like people have been making a lot of assumptions about what I can and can't do, and I'm having a hard time with that. And I'll give an example. I'm calling out my family. So I moved to a new apartment with my boyfriend, and I had a little bit of a setback where I was injured. So I went back to meet with my parents while I was rehabbing my ankle because I had fractured it and sprained it, and it was a mess. But I was there for like a month. I'm back now in my apartment, have been for like a week, and I was chatting with my family on Zoom, like my whole family, and they were asking me, you know, if I cooked dinner or whatever. And then I think one of them, like, started laughing at that concept of me cooking dinner. And then my mom, I sent her a picture of the dinner that, in fact, my boyfriend and I did cook. And she was like, oh, did you order in or did you make that? And I was like, I made it. Oh, and it's that frustrating assumption of, like, oh, she can't cook for herself. She can't be a functional human adult. And, like, also, I just want to clarify, first of all, that, like, being a functional human adult means different things to different people. In my case, I am able to cook. It is challenging, yes, to get around the kitchen, but it is something that I can do. My point is just that I hate that people are assuming that I can't do something. Like, don't assume, don't laugh at the concept of me cooking. Like, yeah, I will probably make a mess and maybe it's not going to taste gourmet, but I can do it and I have done it and I'm still doing it. And no, I'm not ordering takeout every night. Also, I feel the urge to say that if somebody needs to order takeout because it's more accessible, like, leave them alone. But in my case, like, stop making assumptions about me. Okay, wow. Really, rant over.
Well, thank you for the justification of me ordering takeout tonight. It's nothing to do with accessibility and all to do with the fact that we just ordered groceries and I don't feel like cooking.
My family would always do that. We would get takeout on grocery night.
Yeah, we never did that growing up because I come from a family of cheapskates and I am a cheapskate. But let me tell you, I'm breaking that cycle just a little bit in that exact way because it's so, I feel so guilty doing it, but oh, it's so fun. Oh my God. If you've never tried it, you got to try it. Like it's.
I know it's like a silly thing, but it's just like.
It feels like something you shouldn't do.
The effort of grocery shopping.
Oh, dude, I know. My question, though, and this is a real, it's going to sound silly, and I promise I'm not being funny. Was your family member being judgmental because it's like, oh, Emily doesn't know how to cook? Or were they being judgmental because they were like, oh, Emily can't cook? Because those are different things to me. Like, was the assumption that you're a disgusting cook and you don't know what you're doing? Or is the assumption that you can't do it because you're disabled? Because both of those are, like, not cool, but, like.
I think it's more like, oh, she's disabled and lazy. And
okay, yeah, all right, then.
Yeah, okay. So it's like, could do it, but not doing it. And it's like, could do it, am doing it.
What'd you have? What was it? What was it?
It was salsa chicken that night.
Nice.
So basically, my boyfriend and I, like, we put the chicken in the Instant Pot with some salsa, and then we cooked some brown rice, and, you know, we shredded the chicken, and we had pinto beans with it, and sour cream, and cheese, and it was delicious. And I just, like, take great umbrage with the fact that there's an assumption that I can't cook. But anyway, all of that circles back to the ad because it is frustrating when people think that disability just precludes you from doing something. And I need to emphasize that cooking or not being able to physically cook is not like a mark of your character. You know what I mean? Like, not at all. But in my case, it's something that I have tackled and I don't want people to judge me.
I love that the ad included activities that a certain portion of non-disabled people would consider to be dangerous and or risky. Like, it's not, like, the learning Shakespeare thing, cool. Like, that's expected.
Pretty risky.
No, I just mean to say, like, you know, drinking and having sex and getting into a boxing ring are decidedly adult activities. And it was just, like, that extra layer that you can't possibly spin that in a way that was like, oh, well, she was actually. Because she did actually. And honest to God, no notes. It's perfection. Like, I just.
Although, okay, I am going to just devil's advocate for a second here.
Okay.
So there is the part of the ad where there's the thing about assuming that she can't move out and live on her own. And I just feel the need to underscore that absolutely that is a viable option for disabled people. But if you do need support and you need to live on your own, I feel like that's okay too. So I think the assumptions are less about what a person can and can't do and more about whether something makes you less of a person. I don't know if I was devil's advocating here so much as I was just pointing out that maybe there's like a slight way to rethink the ad.
I think the reason they did that, though, is because you have to, like, you know, when you're making a point in 60 seconds, you got to really make that point. You can't, you know, there's nuances to everything, of course. Like, there's no shame in living with family or living with an in-home care aide or, you know, if you have HCBS services or if you don't drink and don't have sex. Those are all fine and don't make you any less of an adult if you are an adult. But I sure love that they put that all there. I really do. I just, it's so great.
I think I so often feel this need to do all the like buts and the what ifs and stuff like that. And the reason is just because I feel like there's always that subset of disabled people who are like, this doesn't represent me. This doesn't speak for me. And how do you balance that? It's a real question.
I don't think the ad is supposed to represent people with Down syndrome, though. I think it's supposed to be a message to adults that have the wrong assumptions about anyone with a disability. Yes, it's for Down Syndrome Day. Yes, it's got an actress and actors with Down syndrome in it, and they're doing decidedly adult things. But it's not about Down syndrome, really. It's about the assumptions that people make about disabled people. The assumptions that you, as a disabled person, probably don't make about yourself. So I would say that, yeah, you're right. It doesn't represent you. It's not for you. I get what you're saying, though. Not everything represents everybody. And, you know, we should all strive to be more inclusive. But yes, in that particular instance, I would say you're right. And that's okay.
Interesting. That wasn't quite the angle that I was coming at it from, but I see
what I know what you meant. No, I know. I got you. I'm just saying, like, I actually think in this case that it's pretty good that it's not aimed as something for disabled people in the sense that, like, we're giving this to you in the way that a lot of these ads are. But I love the fact that it was done right, man. It's so good.
Yeah. Okay. I hear that. Yeah. I think maybe, disabled people, but also disabled people could be the audience, because I feel like there are plenty of disabled people who I think are just fed the message over and over and over again of like, you can't do this.
If this changes the mind of the way one disabled person thinks of themselves, then like this ad wins. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know this about you, but I know this about me, and we're both disabled, so I can make a safe guess that you've probably struggled with self-doubt in your life. If that changed your mind, I mean, I know it, you know, I don't know if it did or didn't, but like, you know, if I was much younger and I saw that, it would have probably helped me a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's a healthy reminder.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah, like you are, by the very nature of existing, a capable human being in whatever way works best for you. And that's cool to see.
In other words, you are Kenneth.
Yep. It all comes back to Barbie. And I'm just Ken. You know what? There was not enough disability in Barbie, okay?
There really wasn't.
Been completely different.
There wasn't at all. There was like one disabled Barbie. Was she actually disabled?
So there was a wheelchair user in the dance scene.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. Was she actually disabled?
I haven't figured out who she is. There was also a wheelchair user in like a montage of different Barbies with different careers at the very beginning. A different wheelchair user.
Okay, well, at least there's just two of them. That's more than we usually get.
But I mean, that like frustrates me so much, because where was the Barbie with Down syndrome? Where was the Barbie with a facial difference? Where was the Barbie with a limb difference?
You know, it's funny because like normally you kind of expect that, where you're surprised when it does happen. But that movie made it such a point to do it so right in every other way that it's like, hey, wait a minute, you forgot something. I love you, Greta Gerwig. You're always perpetually invited on the show.
I mean, she's great, but also like missed opportunity, especially because.
Sorry, go ahead. You just made me think of something. Finish your point, because I don't want to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
You said, "Where's the Barbie with the facial difference?" They made Weird Barbie.
Or less Weird Barbie.
Now that's a little bet. We'll put that on the shelf for now. But I think you know where I'm going with that, because no, that unintentionally perpetuates the stereotype
that Weird Barbie is representation.
Damn it. Did someone made that? I thought I was being original. Is that whatever? Well, I agree with that, because it's the point I'm making. But like, yeah. No. I'm sure the article is brilliant. Whoever wrote it, it's great, I'm sure. Unless they're not. The article's probably good.
I think it was an Instagram post, but anyway.
Yeah. This ad's really cool.
I don't know. I think that the actor from the advertisement, what was her name again?
Madison Tavlin?
Yeah, maybe she should be a Barbie.
She should be a Barbie.
And I mean that in the nicest possible way. Like, being a Barbie is not an insult. Have we passed that now? Do we still think that, like, Barbie doll is a bad thing or what?
I honestly think that if... I would say we did move past that, but if I'm wrong about that, I think the movie firmly has pushed us past that. You can't have Margot Robbie be Barbie and then not move past that. There's nothing bad about, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just so... That's such a... Like, if somebody said that to me, I would be like, that's like a marker of age, honestly. That's like right up there with putting three dots at the end of a text message to me. No offense to anyone who does that. I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean to say, like, that's one of those things.
Assume that I can, so maybe I will.
I like how it's maybe I will, because maybe I'll get into that box hearing and get punched in the face and decide, you know what? I hate this, actually. So I won't. Oh, I love it. Like, even the word maybe there gives you so much agency by itself. Oh, well, it's we have to stop soon. But, like, my God, it's so good.
Yeah, I'm into it. And you know what else is really fun? Like, seeing the online enthusiasm about it, because I feel like usually when the disability community is rallying around something, it's to be like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
We are a mopey bunch. And it's, I'm not saying that it's like bad. We're usually right. Like, it's usually bad.
But in this case, it's good. So good job, Cordown. You have redeemed yourself from my sentiments several years ago. As a matter of fact, those sentiments were the year that we started this podcast. So I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that it's because we started this podcast.
It definitely is.
To the entirety of the media industry.
Little did we know that we would have such a little butterfly effect if it weren't for Whole Foods. If Amazon never bought Whole Foods and we never started this podcast, then damn it, this ad would not exist. You're welcome, everybody.
And I'm pretty sure that was the plot of the butterfly effect. Well, not to take too much credit here, but...
But if you'd like to support master plans like this, just $1 a month to our Patreon ensures that all current and future world domination plans remain what?
Accessible. So, because you could assume that disabled people can take over the world if they want to.
It's a good thing we don't.
That you know of.
Well, Emily, we're still recording. We can't let them know that.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Final takeaways?
Go watch this ad. It's really cool.
At this point, I'm 100% sure, like, most people have probably seen it.
Yeah. But, like, do it again.
Yeah. It's good. I'm happy every time I see it on my feed.
I also love... This is, like, late. I'm sorry. But I love that there's no, like, donate anything. There's no anything. There's just, like, treat people like people. Cool, man.
Wait, oh my God. I wish you made that point like 5 hours ago, but
I know, me too. And I love that they worked with several orgs too. It wasn't just for one, like.
And once again, we get to a very good point at the end of the episode. That is an excellent point. Yeah, it's not charity. It's not a fundraiser. Maybe it is. I don't know. But like, that's the vibe. It is not giving fundraiser.
Well, not there's anything wrong with those, but, you know.
Well, sure, it's great. But also, like, maybe just a reminder of humanity.
Yeah, like a real PSA. Like a genuine, well, I guess it's not that public, but it's a, you know, just like, hey.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's going viral.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's the That's the P in public. I always thought it meant like publicly funded, but I guess I'm silly.
I think public service announcement is just like.
No, you're definitely right.
Dissemination. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I feel like you're right. I got to be wrong about that. Anyway, you look great today. And I'm talking to you and to you, Emily, with your flower dress with the tiny little polka dots. Wait, are they still polka dots if they're that small?
Yeah, I think they're still polka dots. Yeah. Thank you. And you look great in your black t-shirt that probably says something on it, but I can't.
It doesn't, actually. It's plain today.
Oh, wow. Usually yeah. You have some, like, comment on your t-shirt or brand or something or other. I don't know.
Oh, it's Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month. Should have said that at the beginning.
I'm so awareness of you. That's what I just said.
Thank you.
I'm so aware of you.
If you don't wear green on the 25th, our friendship will take a 30-second break.
I mean, I'll try to remember. I'm wearing green tomorrow. It's not going to be the 25th, cool. But...
Is it for an awareness thing?
Just no, I just
feel like wearing green?
Yes, and I felt like wearing it.
Nice. Look at you planning your outfits in advance like a person. I don't do that.
I mean, nah, it was just because it was new and I wanted to wear it.
Nice.
May we say that every single one of you listening looks fantastic today.
For those that are still here, we were both about to say something at the exact same time, and we both paused to let the other person say something at the exact same time, and then we both stared at each other.
What were you going to say?
Except for you, Jennifer.
Except for Jennifer?
Yeah, I was going to spice it up and say, because I usually say especially.
Oh,
not to be mean to any Jennifers.
I didn't worry. Sorry, Jennifer. Yeah. I think you look swell. I know. How did we even start this bit?
It was during the dark ages.
Oh, was it maybe like COVID? And
yeah, it was.
Yeah,
because everyone was just not wearing real clothes.
Yeah,
you were all at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, I still don't like wearing pants. So
it after 3 years of not doing it, it's rough.
You know, I had to go to Trader Joe's today. And it was hard. That's the whole story. It was hard.
I feel that.
Accessible parking is hard. Reaching things off shelves is hard.
Being disabled is hard.
Yes. That's a musical. Okay. All right.
Could be.
I think we have completely beaten the horse so dead.
All right. We're going to stop recording, but then we're probably going to come up with a track list of what would be in our... Okay, I was kidding, but actually
the next episode is literally gonna be Being Disabled the musical.
No, we gotta do it. We gotta do the Cure episode. This was going to be the Cure episode if this ad didn't happen. We gotta do it. But we also gotta do that.
Are you ready to get canceled?
Yep, let's go.
All right. On that note, thanks so much for listening.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.